So that's an okay sound effect to start with.
Sean Gunn, by the way. Sean Gunn.
Oh, okay. Sean Gunn.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's episode lucky number 13 for the Nerdcast here in season 4. The entire team is here.
Happy
for this
New
episode.
Year!
Yes, and it is January.
Hey!
Wow, nobody's going to listen now. That was bad. It is January 2nd. Well, air date is. So it is 2015. Our first episode of 2015, guys.
It's like we're trying to time traveling. Time travel.
Yep, exactly.
I feel like at some point we got to nail down the, like, are we going to pretend like it's the day that it releases, or we just... Were you okay with people knowing that, like, these get recorded well in advance?
I think we don't pretend anymore.
You pretend a little bit.
You always
no,
pretend.
No, I don't like to
it's
give
January
away the fact that it's, like, 3 weeks
date.
Before.
It's an illusion.
It's never 3 weeks. It's never more than, like, 5 days.
Well.
At the most.
6 days, maybe.
As you can tell from the collection of voices that we have are, as every time I'm going to introduce, the video game vixen, Adam Adair.
Hello.
Tyler has returned from, he missed us a couple weeks ago, and then we were all gone last week for Christmas week.
He's good.
So he's had a few weeks away from us.
Super excited to see
him. We missed him.
Yeah, I can tell. Aaron, the cosplayer, the face of Project Nerd.
Aww.
And yeah. Bob, the face of the Nerdcast.
Yes.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
Rock it, Bob.
I have to
rock
about
it.
That one.
That hurt a little.
We're not even the face of the Nerdcast over here, so I was actually very... I was elevating you above the rest.
No, I feel like you were saying that, like, hey, Pretty Aaron Lay, face of the Bob, face of the radio show.
Yeah,
of the audio.
That was the joke, actually.
I mean, I get that. I'm saying you're trying to make it sound better than what it was.
I have the
when
face
it was
made for radio.
Very
yeah.
much a.
Oh, I didn't want him to get all feeling hurt.
I thought that was it.
Then you probably just should have not said that.
Yeah,
that basically would have been the best.
Gosh, I didn't know everybody's had their panties in a bunch tonight.
You got your panties in a bunch.
Obviously, everybody had a bad New Year's Eve party because we're recording after New Year's Eve, right? All right, guys. So
we have a special
holiday
guest.
Time.
We have a special guest in the room,
in the corner of the room. Our book reviewer, Aubrey.
Say hi, Aubrey.
Hi, Aubrey. Oh, that was a bad joke.
No,
that's
I think
okay.
You
we're
pick
used
her
to
up
around here.
That's what we do.
Like
bad
that.
Jokes is how we roll. So yeah,
I like it.
Exciting holidays for everybody so far. I don't know.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, besides
I yes.
the crash of the website right before the
yeah,
the
that was awesome.
we're not affiliated with the Sony hack.
No, no. We
even though we were thinking,
we did determine that the hack was not related to that. Probably just a blanket hack. Or Aaron pegged it right on, like her new enemy. Like I know who did it. Know who took down the site. So.
Who was it?
No.
We can't
it was
talk about that.
It was a blanket attack, we believe, that just targeted WordPress. And
it was the Russians.
Hurt us. So a good
they
day
didn't.
And a half of recovery there. But then we did go
was
in the holidays.
Tumblr or something?
I had a nice holiday time.
Yeah.
Enjoyed my
taking down WordPress.
Enjoyed my Christmas day. Actually, I had Adam and his wife came over and some
yes.
other friends. We did a friends miss.
It was fun.
It's a thing, Tyler. It's a thing.
It's fine.
A friends miss.
I didn't say anything.
No, Tyler. It's a thing. All right. So, Tyler.
I feel like you're trying to turn me into a little bit more
no,
of a
Tyler,
than I am.
Tyler,
can you
will
get
you calm
a
down a
pole
little bit?
So you can poke him, like, if he's not giving you enough? Like,
Tyler,
just,
Tyler.
Just poke him.
You need to calm down a little bit, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm trying.
Okay.
I've been told to, I mean, you gotta make up your mind.
So we are, one thing we can get started with is, since today is January 2nd, the K-State football game.
That would be today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Versus UCLA. So who's going to win, guys in the room from that are all in Manhattan, Kansas?
Unfortunately,
well,
it's UCLA.
If the beginning of the Big 12's bowl season was any indication.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
That was rough.
So what was the final score of that Oklahoma?
I stopped watching when
it was
40-6.
40-6.
Because it was 40-0,
time.
And then Oklahoma finally scored a touchdown and then had the extra point blocked.
That's rough.
That was But that game was ugly.
Hey,
I mean, at least
scored.
West Virginia put up a fight. Like, they didn't look great in the second half, but, like, it was an 8-point
game.
So did
that Texas A&M student coach.
Wow, we're going.
Did you see any of that?
No.
Oh, yeah, West Virginia.
I'm not watching.
And even though,
remember,
the
I'm
game,
not watching
even though the game happened
year.
5 days ago, I don't remember the score of the Texas-Arkansas game.
Yeah.
I don't either, because I didn't even know it actually happened.
It hasn't happened.
Oh.
It's happening, like,
not right
here
as
in, like, an hour. But since we're talking about...
Hint, wink, wink.
The
got
game
it.
Tonight on January 2nd.
Yes.
We just don't have the results in front of us yet.
Because it is not Monday, because it is already 2015. It's just, obviously, we are all extremely hungover from the New Year party.
Yeah, that's
that we
figured it out.
Yep, that we're having a hard time get it all in the same. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So, yeah, I'm still not watching football this year, which...
Are you protesting or something?
Yeah, basically. It's a long story, so we won't get into it on the podcast because we got a lot of other things to talk about. But, K-State. So if, for those who aren't in the know, Project Nerd is currently headquartered out of Manhattan, Kansas, just outside of Kansas City. And that is the home of the Kansas State Wildcats. So there is often a lot of purple. There's some purple in the room right now. Actually rocking his K-State.
To be fair, of which there's like one K-State fan in the room.
No.
So we got UT over here. We got Florida State over here.
Yes, we do.
We got, I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know what she is.
I'm kind of neutral. I don't really
care. I don't
care
like
about
sports.
And then we have a Broncos fan over here.
And then we have
says everything
somebody
in
wearing
NFL.
A KU sweatshirt
I
in the corner.
That's a lifestyle.
That's a lifestyle. Right. It's a good lifestyle,
too. He obviously
too.
Makes questionable decisions, so we're not going to take his input on it at all.
I don't know. I would disagree. I would say there's at least five people in the room that would cheer for K-State,
Broncos fan.
Especially against UCLA.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think
they beat
UCLA,
obviously.
And I do like Green Bay.
But like K-State versus the University of Texas, say, maybe.
I'd find with K-State winning as of currently because Texas doesn't have a chance in hell of winning the Big 12 the past couple years. K-State did, so.
Iggy's probably, like, what, a Big 12 fan? Like that?
No, before you lump Oklahoma somehow into my fandom, like, let's calm down there.
Right,
no,
I'm excited about that.
Texas born and raised, and I am a Texas through and through. However, I am
about 2 years ago.
No, I'm K-State alum, and it's hard. And it's hard not to be in Manhattan and not get pulled because K-State is—they are big on K-State here. I mean, it is. You get pulled into it, and being an alum, you'll cheer for K-State. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those things where it comes down to it. I want both of those teams to win as much as possible. But if it comes to the head-to-head matchup, that's when I'm going to say, okay, who's got the better chance of hitting the playoff or making it's all about the money. And you don't want a 6-6 Texas team to beat a 12-0 K-State team and then screw the Big 12 out of a, you know?
I feel like you need to pick a team and be a fan, my friend.
Okay.
It's fine to cheer for both of them, but when they play each other, you don't get to play, I'm only a Lakers, Yankees, and Patriots fan.
No, not doing that. Oh, why would you even lump those teams in there?
Because you basically said when they play each other, I pick the team that's better.
No, it's hard to say. I didn't mean it that way. I meant what's going to impact the conference in the best way. So I'm
that's
not,
different. You can put
I'm
it
not,
that way.
I'm not. Here's a better way to put it. Deep
but
down,
not like,
deep down, it's Texas first. It is Texas. But I'm going to cheer for K-State. And the past couple years, I've been okay. I won't say I've been like gung-ho about K-State, but I've been okay with them beating Texas because K-State's in a better position to bring more attention to the Big 12.
And beating Texas is kind of what K-State does.
Well, they've done that all along.
They own Texas.
Is it a legitimate reason to prefer a team? Because I think I have a new favorite college team.
And that is?
Who?
I never used to really care about college, but I always get one favorite in there every once in a while. It's Florida State.
Oh, what up?
It's Florida State. The people who I care about the most.
Your love for Adam and Laura is so disgusting.
If they lost.
Right
it's kind of pathetic.
So I want Florida State to win.
I'm sorry that I said about you. I'm now lumping Aaron into the I only like the Patriots.
Yeah.
The Lakers and the
Yankees.
That's
not true because I would love the.
I'm sorry
you
just now decided today that you're a fan of the defending national champion.
the currently
undefeated
defending
national
champion.
It's not
champion.
Because they're winners.
Oh, it's
because they're my friends. I love them.
I get what
they're
you're saying.
Barely winners.
But you needed to have decided that before they were the undefeated defending national champions.
Well, my other team that I've always had a soft spot for.
I've always
Colorado
really
State,
liked the Yankees, so. But I didn't really become a fan of the Yankees until they won 5 World Series in a row.
I didn't care about Florida State. I didn't even know they won the national championship.
When they play
last
each
year.
Other,
come on now.
I mean, I just pick the team that has the better record and the better chance of winning.
So the majority of our audience is not a huge
good call. Let's move on.
Football fan. Sports fan. I mean, they might, but it's not the reason they're here is probably a better way to put it. So let's talk a little bit about it. We've been constructing. Every person has had the chance to pick their top 10 movies of the year, and we're putting them together in a complete list. So Project Nerd will have the top 10 movies. It won't be out till next week because this week Brandon Yotter is actually putting out his most anticipated movies of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
I know it makes sense to flip-flop those, but I haven't had time to put together the post.
If we're not putting it out for another week, do I get to re-vote if
yeah,
I see some more
actually,
movies
I've already had people give me some new votes. But let's okay. talk a little that bit about what's questions. On your individual top 10 list so you can get those. We were talking right before you. There's going to be some movies that we've voted for that aren't getting representation on the complete list because the way the points work. So let's hear your case for them. So let's Bob, since you're our movie guy, let's talk a little bit. Just not, we don't need a detail of all 10, but what's maybe a brief overview of your top 10 list?
Like I said, I mean, I actually start my number 10 movie. It's kind of a surprise.
I said, don't give us the detail. Of that.
I'm not. I'm just.
Let's start. So the number 10 movie. the director was actually born
actually,
in 1967.
I'm
just going to
let me tell you about the ones that didn't quite make the list.
Yeah.
Well, the special jury prize, if you will.
All right,
Bob.
I mean, I went pretty much all over the place.
He went ham, is what he's saying.
Pretty much. I mean, like my number 10 movie is John Wick.
Yeah, that was a shock, and you left Snowpiercer off your list.
And I left Snowpiercer
which
off.
Which you had did you do that on purpose, or did you?
It's kind of in my also-rans. I just really
it's
like,
in the list Tyler just brought up.
It's in Tyler's
jury
list.
Selection.
The honorable mention.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, John Wick is actually a really good movie. It's great action, good story. I mean,
is it better than Bringing Down the House, Bob? Yeah, another one of your favorites.
Man. Why you got to bring that up every time?
Yeah,
this is also the man in the room who can call the Oscar winners.
Yeah, you.
That's true. You got almost all of them. Those.
Yeah. So shut the hell up.
wow,
saucy.
Wow.
Burn.
Remember that's coming up here pretty quick.
John
too.
Wick.
No,
the Oscars.
The Oscars.
I was gonna say John Wick.
Can we
is
have
that
an Oscar party
Wick?
This year and narrate it the whole time?
Ooh, that sounds like fun.
We're not going to narrate it, but anyway. So John Wick.
But John Wick is
made Bob's
on my
top 10 list.
That's on my list. Guardians of the Galaxy's in there.
Which I think was on everybody's list.
List.
And by think, I mean it is on everybody who submitted a list for Project Nerd.
But my number one movie, I went with Life Itself, the documentary on Roger Ebert. It really flip-flopped a lot this year because I was Guardians of the Galaxy, Begin Again, Life Itself. Like I said, it's just
no. I think Begin Again. That's another
was,
reason
that
I
was
want to
my,
bring it.
That
it
was my,
on your list, but it wasn't on anybody else's list. So that's why I was saying
it's a good movie.
Yeah,
didn't make anybody else's top 10.
I don't think it didn't make mine. It's a good
it's
movie.
It's good.
Though.
It's a flawed movie, but it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
The problem is it's a follow up to Once, which is quite possibly one of my favorite movies ever. Yeah. And he wasn't ever.
It's kind of an Americanized version.
He was never going to top that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But, I mean, Life Itself, I mean, and also, so people, if you haven't seen it, it's on CNN this coming Sunday.
In 2 days.
In two days, yeah.
In 2015.
We are going 88 miles per hour here in our DeLorean. In 2 days, it'll be on CNN. So take a chance and watch it. It's really a powerful story. It just makes you really kind of appreciate movies and appreciate Roger Ebert.
All right. Aaron, a sample of your top 10 list?
Oh, well, you know, I'm going to have the Grand Budapest Hotel because I love Wes Anderson. It wasn't my number one. What did I put for number one?
That again.
Remember what I put for number
night.
One? Because it was hard. It was tied between...
You put Frank for number one.
Yeah. It was tied between Frank, Grand Budapest, and... my recall memory sucks. This is my own list, and I can't remember. But I had to
go
with
Frank.
Do you
want me to read your list for you?
Yeah, do it.
I don't remember.
I had to go with Frank.
You had Guardians
for my number
of the Galaxy.
One.
I'm pretty sure in your top four, at least, there was Frank, Grand Budapest, Guardians, and Chef.
Oh yeah.
Or Interstellar. It was. Those were your top five.
Interstellar was
in
my
some
number
order.
Two. It was Frank, Interstellar, and then Grand Budapest. And I don't know. Did anybody else have Interstellar on their list?
I think both of them.
Interstellar is on the compiled list right now. Now this is. Obviously not going to be the final list because we still have some tallies coming in, but Interstellar was in the top three, I think, on the final list because it's had enough votes.
Because it's so
was
good.
It two so far?
It was, so it had enough votes from people.
People didn't have,
didn't make
I think
my
I was the
ten.
Only one who had Stonehurst Asylum. It was the one that I watched recently. Yeah.
And
I
your
think
review
it was
went up this week.
Really good. Oh, yeah. You all can read my
movie.
Review on the Project Nerd.
I don't think it makes, I still don't think that's
top 10.
It was like my number 10.
I guess she only saw like 7 movies.
Yeah, it was really hard for me to come up with 10 movies because not only, I mean, I probably saw.
You could have borrowed some of mine. I saw a whole lot of movies.
I did have Big Hero 6.
Big Hero 6 on your list. I don't think anybody else had that, so that's another notable one.
It's really hard for me to pick 10 movies because out of every single year of my life, if I see, you know, 50 movies a year, I am only going to want to pick like 5 of those. I'm not going to want to pick 10 of them.
Okay.
Because
well,
I'm so picky.
5. Tyler Sirs, a sample of your top 10 list of 2014 movies.
The one that I had on the list that I have yet to see on anyone else's list was Whiplash.
I was going to say, the one I have on the list that I haven't seen yet.
No, it was Miles Teller, the J.K. Simmons.
And that was your number one.
That was my number one. It's hard to watch. It's rough. It's a little bit, there's some parts that are a little contrived, but the payoff at the end is worth the ride.
All right.
The problem is I felt bad making my list because there's still so many movies out there that are
they haven't seen.
I still haven't seen American Sniper. I still haven't seen Boyhood. I still haven't seen Imitation
Boyhood
Game.
Boyhood was awesome.
Or Theory of Everything. I still haven't seen Birdman, which I really, really want to see.
Yeah.
Into the Woods, The New Hobbit, which I'm not sure if either of those would make it. But
Birdman's one of those one that's floating on the edge of the list and probably will make it into the top 10 now that I have some others in that I haven't added to the tally. But it is one of those ones that's on the edge, and I think the only reason it's on the edge is that not enough of us have seen it, because everybody who has seemed to have seen it has included it in their top 10. Yeah.
And I think there's some on my list that might fall off if I see some more movies in the next week. I'm going to try and catch up with as many as I can. There's a couple on my list that like I really, really enjoyed, but when I was making the list, I was having trouble putting them on there. Like, Life Itself is one that I had trouble putting on there, not because I didn't love it, because it was amazing, but it was, I have trouble separating, like, was that a good movie with my, I was a really, really, really big Roger Ebert fan, like, followed his blog and read all of his reviews, and another one on there that I really remember liking, I even rewatched it recently, but, like, was Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
It was fun.
It's a good movie.
It's really good, but, like, when I went back and rewatched it and was making my list, there were so many other movies, it's like, I think that's probably the first one for a lot of people. It's going to fall off.
It just starts bumping.
It's not bad. It's a really good movie, but there's nothing about it that just, it's not First Class. Like, First Class had something that was new, and this one was just kind of like,
well, it's hard too because it's in the same year as The Winter Soldier and Guardians of the Galaxy, which were both fantastic.
Far superior,
yeah.
I guess. I mean, to
Adam,
one.
A sample of your top 10.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much a lot of the same stuff you guys have talked about. Interstellar, Guardians, I had X-Men Days of Future Past on mine. For me, when I was making the list, it was, what 10 movies can I remember? Because if I can remember them, they clearly stand out to me. And so that's important. And Days of Future Past was one of the first ones that was just like, all right, that's probably on my list. It's pretty low on my list because there were a lot of really good movies this year. I had Frank on there, and then Theory of Everything, which you brought up as being on the total list, but I haven't heard it on anybody else's.
Not in this room.
A really good movie, yeah.
That one's coming a lot from our we got a big hub in India, I guess the way to put it, on our writing hub. We are seeing, you mentioned the X-Men one, and it's funny because there's people now that are coming back, oh, you haven't published it, is it too late for me to make a change?
And it's dropping off.
And that's the one that's dropping off because they're like, I forgot this movie, and they're like, even today Brandon was like, take X-Men and leave Dawn of Planet of the Apes at 10 and take X-Men from 9 and knock it off the list.
Yeah, because I was looking
and
at my
everything
list.
Shift it back,
and
yeah.
X-Men is at 7, but I would drop it off the list before my, like, 8, 9, and 10,
So that's exactly what's happened to two other people. Just today, even one of them had it
that's
at
weird.
Spot, and then somebody else had it at 10 and
there must
knock
be something about that movie that's just...
I feel like X-Men is better than Dawn of Planet of the Apes. I think that there's something going with... It's older, and it's not as fresh in the memories.
No, I disagree. Dawn of the Planet of the Apes was a better movie.
I don't think so.
X-Men is it's X-Men. It's part of our childhood. The majority of our writers that generate. But Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, like as an all-around movie, was a better put-together movie, I think.
Well,
so.
It's one of those things where, I just rewatched X Days of Future Past. And I think I realized that it is memorable and it was good for really two reasons. Number one, they just have really good actors. You have Michael Fassbender. You have
Fassbender and McKellen playing the same character.
You have, yeah. And then you have like, you know, yeah, you get your older generation in there. You get your big payoff at the end with the time shift change. And then you have a couple really good set pieces, namely the Quicksilver one in the Pentagon.
Yeah.
Like the two little sequences with him and then like the big pick up the stadium and drop it and have the big showdown with the Sentinels. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, like, the plot's pretty clunky. It's pretty straightforward. There's not a whole lot going on. Like, and there's definitely some parts that, I mean, anytime you have time travel in a movie, it's going
to
be weird.
It pretends to be deeper than it really is.
Yeah, it does.
But for me, I mean, like you said, for me, the big payoff at the end is the fact that it made you completely forget that there was an X-Men 3.
That is a big help.
That's
well, maybe
number
that's
one.
Number one for the year. There. For my top 10, the things, I had a couple things on there that I'm not hearing from a lot of other people. Mood Indigo was a big one for me. The longer I think about it, the more I fall in love with it. It's a really good movie. Chef was my number one. It's making a lot of people's list, but wasn't necessarily number one for anybody else. But I think it's, as of right now, it's standing in
our
top 10.
Would, if I go back and change my list, I don't know if I'm going to, but if I do, that would be the one that would sneak in there.
Oh,
the one
so
that's
that
not
wasn't
in my
on your
top
list?
10. No, not in my top
really?
10. But having rewatched it again recently, I'm like,
that's the thing, though. Since y'all are in the loop of how the list is forming, like, you can make those decisions of, like, since that's already that's high enough represented in there, do I need to go back and add it, or should I keep
it? I mean,
I
feel like I should just go back and dump, you know, things like Guardians of the Galaxy, Winter Soldier, and just pack it with the stuff I want to see on the list and just hope for the best.
There you go.
But isn't this, but politics. I mean, honestly, I don't know why we should change it. I mean, because this is our
well, it's cheating.
It's cheating, basically.
We're watching the sausage get made.
Roger Ebert made his list, and he go, after it was published, I think I'm going to change these around.
Well,
no.
It's not published yet, though.
Well, but still, I mean, we were sitting here talking about it, though.
I feel like anyone has
point. Yeah,
one,
nobody in this room is allowed to make anything.
I feel like we should be
unless you're adding
out,
Chef.
Just like any
Chef.
Other ones, anyone else's, like, critics list. Like, Roger Ebert used to give out, like, some special jury prizes, some honorable mentions. Like, if there's one movie that anyone gives, like, number one that doesn't make it, or anyone's, like,
We can have that listed at the bottom, and we're definitely going to list some of these that are close by because they're from studios that we know will share it online, like the Draft House Films ones. Oh, yeah, these ones got votes, Draft House Films, just letting you know. Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
What are some of the Draft House Films ones?
20,000 Days on Earth and Mood Indigo are the two that have received votes from us.
Well, and
I'm
Mood
surprised,
Indigo
which is crazy,
that.
Because also currently on most top lists, not from us, but a lot of other sites and a lot of that, Draft House is also getting a lot of attention for The Dog and The Overnighters, two documentaries. They've since The Act of Killing, and A Band Called Death last year. If Draft House releases a documentary, you need to see it. It's a good documentary.
Yeah.
Actually, if they release a movie, you really need to. They've done.
But our
really
top 10
job.
List will be totally legitimate, and the editorial process will be no way influenced by.
So if all 10 movies end up as Draft House Films on the end of the list, you guys know. No, it's completely come together, and it kind of frustrates me because you talk about, you see certain things you've put on the list that nobody else is putting on the list, and I'm the one then that's compiling all the data, and so I'm like seeing this like, oh, there. When I see a new top 10 list come in and Mood Indigo was sitting at 10, and then like Tyler and Adam, your list came in last like Sunday night.
With
I was like, no Mood Indigo. I was like, crap, there goes Mood
see,
Indigo.
I
so are
seen
you
it.
Gonna, so here's, are you going to,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I've seen it.
Are you going to post our lists and then the compilation?
No.
It's just.
That's why we're talking about it now.
Oh.
You guys get the rest of the staff doesn't even get to talk about it publicly. No, it's just one. It's going to be like, it's going to be in the spirit of the 10, our article series, the 10, and it'll just have the top 10. And then at the bottom, we'll have like the others receiving 10. Votes. And then I think it'd be wise to pull out others that received first place votes even.
Yeah.
Or let everyone, if they have a movie that didn't make the list, everyone who voted gets to give out one like
special
jury prize and write a little blurb like, this didn't make the list, but here's why you should see.
Yeah,
this.
Getting everybody to write
blurbs. I'm interested. Okay, so we talked about the 10 best. What are some of your worst of the year?
Transformers, and I didn't even see it.
It's not good.
Case closed.
It's not good.
I did watch it, and yeah. I mean, it's better than Transformers 2.
Everything's better than Transformers
the
2.
The faintest praise a movie can be given. I'm trying to think of movies I saw this year that I didn't like. But
Amazing Spider-Man 2 was a bad movie.
But it wasn't bad. It
wasn't
very good.
Right, yeah. It's better than Transformers 2.
I tell you, I think what we talked about the summer, I think my worst movie of the summer was Sin City, and it came very close to making it all the way through the year. And then I saw that piece of shit called Annie.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Bob's been knocking on Annie.
Horrible.
Was it bad?
It is awful.
Isn't it based on, like, the original script, the musical?
It's sort of, kind of. They bastardized it. They modernized it. They turn all those great songs into little hip-hop
Jay-Z did that 10 years ago.
Jay-Z. How do you think that's he produced it along with Will Smith and with Jada Pinkett Smith. It was actually supposed
sounds
to be
awesome.
It was supposed to be a vehicle for Willow, their daughter.
But she's old.
I think she actually has decent taste and she didn't want any part of it.
Oh.
I don't know. It looks
interesting. There's certain stories like that though from that period of time, like Annie's a perfect example, and I don't want to sound like crappy about it, but there's no way you modernize that. Like
you
I'm
can't.
Doing air quotes. There's no way you modernize that story without
it close
coming.
To it.
No, there's no way you modernize it and it doesn't come out being weird or creepy.
It is weird and
it becomes like pseudo like pedophilic.
Yeah, Daddy like, Warbucks in like, modern times.
There's a couple songs that
rich
it's not even
bachelor
Daddy Warbucks. It's
takes in you know
Will Stacks or something is his name. It's not Daddy Warbucks. I mean, he has a couple songs.
They don't even call him Daddy Warbucks?
No.
At the same time, it could be more forward-thinking because we're trying to get out of that idea that that women are the parents and that women should be adopting children and that, you know, it's totally okay for
no, no,
positive influence.
Right, exactly. but there's no way it's going to get played
it?
That way.
Right. Oh, they so did play
they
that
did
way.
It.
He was
they
doing
did it a long time ago when they wrote the original play, which was awesome.
Yeah, but I'm saying no.
But they didn't do it that way
because
he's playing the selfish politician who's using her for fame.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they were doing in the original one.
But that's what he's saying. It doesn't work in today's atmosphere because it just seems a little bit more creepy.
Because nowhere in Hollywood is someone going to make him like be. He has to be the bumbling idiot who doesn't get it right. Then
I mean,
you have to have your third act where he figures out he really loves
like,
her.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a couple
like
songs
that.
In
like,
the show that Jamie Foxx sings that almost that really get kind of creepy about his relationship with Annie. I was like, going, ooh.
We're going to move on.
And it does sound like I want to see it still.
And Cameron Diaz.
No, I still want to see it.
What a bad year she's having.
Is Cameron Diaz in that
She is. Oh, man. She's Miss Hannigan. It is awful.
Oh, well, she can't. Did she have to lip sync? Did she
no,
sing?
No, she sang. So unfortunately, she sang.
I think I'm going to get a little more crap for, of the movies I saw, I think my least favorite was Godzilla.
Godzilla?
Yeah.
Godzilla was worse than 300, Rise of an Empire. Godzilla was worse than...
The visual effects are good, but the acting, the story, I would... It's on my worst.
I think we pegged it. We talked... I don't know if we were on the podcast a few weeks ago when we brought it up or if we were just hanging out talking about it, and we mentioned how it was just like... It just doesn't work because how can that guy so perfectly follow the path of destruction... And it's just, I was actually annoyed when I was done with Godzilla.
He's a
Maleficent was kind of bad.
Yeah,
no,
I didn't even
I
make it,
it
through. I didn't even make it through the entire thing.
I liked Maleficent.
I liked it just fine. Yeah.
My kids had it on and I kind of just quit paying
attention. I just thought of one. I tried to come up with an excuse to put it on the list, but there was a lot of movies that were better than it. Did anyone vote for the Lego movie?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay, I was just curious.
There's two or three that voted, but they put them down far enough that it's gotten like 2 or 3 points from a couple people that it's not hitting the list, but...
I didn't like that movie.
I don't know.
I wanted Lucy to be way, 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 way better than it was.
Yeah.
I just like Luc Besson.
I like Luc Besson a lot.
Yeah, I didn't hear the best
and
things about Lucy.
And I like Scarlett Johansson a lot.
I didn't hear terrible things about Lucy either. It was just kind of, a lot of people just came off like it was just kind of there.
It was,
yeah.
It had like, some good action set pieces, but it was just got a little
too
deep.
Well, and that, and it tried to play both games. It tried to be like real sci-fi, and then it would spiral off into like, really weird, awful, there's no way that could possibly happen sci-fi. Like, you can't have it both ways. If you want to do it crazy, fantastical, that's cool, but then don't try to couch it in, like...
So we're looking back at 2014, but Brandon Yotter today is releasing the top 10 of 2015, or top 10 expectations for his, like, the movies he's most anticipated for.
Mm-hmm.
Some good ones on the list. What are you guys looking forward to now in 2015 with the movies? I mean, besides Star Wars, which he put number one on.
Star Wars.
Yeah,
Avengers.
Star Wars.
There's Star Wars.
Age of
and
Ultron.
And Age of Ultron right. And...
Adam, or Tyler, actually.
Entourage movie.
Tyler, you're not excited for Terminator Genesis? Weren't you going to get that new spelling of Genesis tattooed on you?
Like, I'm going to watch it. Like, let's be honest. I'm going to go see it in the theater.
It looks like it has potential.
I've seen them all, and like I went and saw Salvation. Oh, and I...
Salvation
was definitely one of those ones.
Not terrible.
It's not bad, but Salvation, the thing,
considering
one of those movies
that McG was in charge of it. Like,
Salvation's one of those movies, though, where you walk out and you're like, that wasn't bad, but it could have been a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, you could see the better movie inside of that movie.
That's your tagline.
No, but it was one of those ones where, like, a little tweet,
that's
a little tweet
what she
here,
said
a little change here, it would have been, it is my tagline. But like, I get upset when I see a movie and it's good. But you can tell, like, inside of what was good, you can see a better movie than you just chipped this away or it added this.
That always makes me wonder, Did the director not?
Was a,
did,
could, did would the a better editor have it? Made that a better movie?
Did the editor not see it, or did the studio say
that,
you need
to
do this?
Or is that the movie they wanted to make? Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's the movie they wanted to make. Because like Spider-Man 2 is a one like that, but that one's less that it's there's a good movie inside that movie. It's like they filmed two movies. They filmed a good one and a bad one, and they tried to stick the two of them together.
Yeah.
Like stitch
no,
them
very,
together.
Very much so.
So
the new Vacation movie's coming out. Rusty's all grown up.
And, oh, yeah? And, I'm involved. That sounds fun.
He's got his families going on vacation, and the parents come
I
back.
Even heard
both
of this.
Beverly,
oh, yeah. It's a,
both
yeah.
Beverly D'Angelo and
oh,
Chevy
yeah.
Chase.
Ed Helms is playing grown-up Rusty.
Yeah.
And
oh,
he's married
fantastic.
To... God, I can't... There's another... I can't think of the actress he's married to. But
I can't think either.
It's their family vacation.
And But
oh,
the grandparents come with
good.
Them. Like, so it's all that together, is. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Wait, who's Ed Helms? Okay, if you guys could have just seen what happened, I just got the dirtiest death glare from
he
four
He used
grown
to be on
people.
The Daily Show.
He's in
and he
the
was
hangover.
On The Office, and then he got a Mike Tyson tattoo on his face during The Hangover.
That guy! I love him! I didn't know his name ever. I think that's the first time I've ever heard his name in my whole life.
I was going to say, you definitely
I
know who he is.
I can guarantee it's not the first time you've ever heard his
he's
name
perfect.
In your whole life.
He's perfect.
You know what really
he
looks
is,
good?
He actually is a perfect Rusty
really
before
Rusty,
even
yeah.
seeing
yeah.
him.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to see The Kingsman.
I'm really excited.
I think
Kingsman.
That looks like fun.
That's a fun comic book, and I love Matthew Vaughn. Like he makes things, I'll go see them. So
you have Ant-Man next year as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm I'll go see it, but like
Edgar Wright's not attached to that
the
anymore,
production
right?
woes
no.
that has
yeah,
that might be
trouble for me.
That might be Marvel's first like miss. Just because anytime a movie has this many production issues, like this close to
they've
got to
miss eventually,
out.
You know?
Yeah. And it's going
to
happen.
To be honest,
like
if you want it to
one.
Be a movie that doesn't hurt the rest of the universe too badly, you let it be Ant-Man.
Well, I don't know how you take got, yeah. Edgar Wright off of any movie.
Well,
like,
creative differences.
Mad Max.
Yeah, I'm excited for the new
that
Mad Max.
That new preview is just awesome.
Even with Tom Hardy, I don't care.
Oh, by the way, did you know?
You don't care, as
Tom
in you
Hardy
don't
won Best Actor for Los Angeles Film Critics.
See it
for what?
For Locke.
Locke.
Well, he's in the movie by himself.
Yeah,
he
pretty
the
much
movie.
Just him. Yeah,
it was
yeah.
really good, but I mean, he doesn't even like take his shirt off or anything.
Sorry, Aaron.
Wow.
Sorry.
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. There's a lot of like our childhood coming back next year.
Another one that's
exciting.
I'm looking forward to. It's already sort of out in limited release, but might make my list for this year. Is Inherent Vice? I really want to see.
I've heard kind of really mixed stuff on that.
I really like the book. So
and Adam would like this. I think it's in August 7th. Assassin's Creed.
Fantastic!
Is it finally
that's
getting its release?
It's getting released.
And you have Spectre.
That's dangerous.
Spectre.
I know.
Spectre.
Assassin's Creed is going to be dangerous because they could do it right, and it would be awesome. Or they could just make it like a video game.
Well, it's another one of those ones
sucks.
that have been like around and so many people have had their hands in it. I'm glad that it still ends with Fassbender's production company, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah, Fassbender's company owns
he's
the
rights
to it,
right.
so he's
okay,
got
yeah,
it.
So
I like that guy.
I'm excited about that.
And who did they say who signed on with them too? It was another decent name actor.
They had the rumor was that Robert Downey Jr. was gonna play Da Vinci.
Oh yeah. No?
Which is exciting. I don't know if that's actually come to fruition or not.
So a lot of
that comes
2014,
right 2015,
this and that and stuff. So let's talk a little bit about now. Well, one, we can talk about 2015. It is finally the year of hoverboards, flying cars, self-drying clothes.
This is exciting.
You know, auto-sized shoes, all that fun stuff. It is Back to the Future 2. It took place
Marty
in 2015.
Fly.
So the Cubs are winning the World Series this year, guys. Get your money on it now. Cubs.
And a new Jaws. And a new
Jaws 10.
Out. Yeah. I bet you can get some good odds on
Jaws
all of that.
10.
What if they get those hoverboards working so that we can actually stand on them? They might.
I've actually seen them.
They
call me when they
it.
Can go on water.
Right.
They can in 2015, though. Nope.
The really fancy ones could. The ones that Biff and his gang did.
No, they had to go around.
Yeah.
They make fun of them. Everyone knows hoverboards can't go on water, and then they call them.
Aaron's obviously from the past.
I forgot. I stuck.
Doesn't know that. Obviously from the past. So
Mom McFly.
2015's year Back to Future. But what's going on now? Let's talk. We've talked, movies of 2014. Of course, if you have a top 10 list or just your favorite movies of 2014, let us know in the comments. What are you looking forward to in 2015? A little bit about what's going
Not
on
pixels.
Right now. Not Pixels. What?
Yeah,
that
know.
Movie.
You're going
see.
Back to the movie. I'm trying to move us away from those topics.
I was saying not that movie. I was saying things not excited for.
Not picked. I'm like, what are you talking about? All right.
Have you heard about that movie at all?
Pixels.
The Adam Sandler, Kevin James one.
Posters, yeah.
Oh God.
them two, just Adam Sandler just leeches on to like the two people.
And Josh Gad.
Don't talk about Adam Sandler like a leech. We
Gad's
love him.
Gad's been everywhere lately. Yeah. He's really been doing good. He's
what's in that Wedding Ringer?
Well, it's the plot of it is basically an episode of Futurama.
Yeah.
So.
So in it going on right now, what's current events? I'm trying to move us on here in our slow podcast where everybody's staring at their phones.
Narrating. You call it slow. It's going to be slow.
Yeah. We can talk about all the cool books that are coming out in 2015.
We're not talking about the future. We're talking about now.
I mean, well, this is like the future as in like 6 days the future.
It'd be 4 days from now, right?
Four days from the
is this your
time
Red Rising sequel?
There's actually three books that come out on January 6th. Red Rising,
all right, give
sequel
them to
Golden
us.
Sun is one of them.
Oh, Aubrey wrote a review for Red Rising on Project Nerd, right? This...
She did.
Yeah.
Say hi, Aubrey.
Aubrey, you liked it, right? Red Rising? Okay, you had it first. Aubrey said that it was, you already read it online, but...
No, you can go to our website and search The Red Rising and read the review, but she said it's her favorite of the ones she's reviewed for. So the sequel comes out next week. Did you know that?
I knew that it was coming out pretty
soon. No, she didn't know.
January 6th.
She didn't know. We're putting her on the spot.
Big news.
I talked about it a lot on the podcast this time last year, and you guys got upset about it because I was really excited about it.
We didn't care. We didn't read it.
Adam did, and he loved
face,
it.
Tyler.
Oh, did you?
I'm rereading it.
Oh, my.
Exactly.
Rereading.
Do you guys have an extra copy I could borrow?
You have.
I gave you a copy.
Oh.
Fail. Full of fail.
We got a free copy for you in Chicago.
That side of the couch has so much fail right now.
I have already said I'm failing at life today. It's okay. I'm okay.
Let's see.
What other books? You said three books?
Well, I don't
books?
Read books.
Oh, sorry. Yes. There are three
that's
books.
That's you,
sorry.
Tyler.
Because I'm really excited about it. Also on January 6th of this year is the next book in the Reckoner series, which is one of Brandon Sanderson's like 12 series that he writes. It's a sequel to Ironheart.
Yeah, that guy's got too much free time.
Really?
He wrote the Mistborn books, the Way of Kings series, God, everything. He's written a lot of books. Elantris,
yes.
Warbreaker. Anyway, he's got another series he started last year. The first book was called Steelheart. Second one's going to be called Firefight. It comes out on January 6th, which I'm excited about. And then the other one that comes out is Foxglove Summer, which is the next one in the Peter Grant series by, God, who writes those books? I feel bad now.
Good job.
I do. It's a weird
bail.
When are we going to get the next Song of Ice and Fire book? Because that's all I care about.
He's still working on Ben Aronofsky. Oh.
He writes they're called the Rivers of London books about this piece.
I've heard of those.
Police constable.
I haven't read them, but I've heard of those.
Really?
Yeah.
Police constable in
probably you've probably
London,
talked about them before. Probably. That's probably where I've heard about them.
In London, there's some magic in it. There's some police work. It's
Tyler,
fun.
You shouldn't be shocked that I've heard of certain book series because we talk to you enough.
I like books, and you should
push them out there.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Hey, I have some good news.
What's up?
I actually and. Tyler saw me do it the other night. Well, that didn't sound good. I bought my camera for my PS4, so I may start
twitching.
Yes,
it's addictive. You're gonna twitch.
I know. I think it's about.
Sounds like it's a drug. Like
I think I might twitch. Do a show like addictive. How not to play video.
How
games.
How not to play video games?
Because God, I suck at it.
Yeah, we gotta get the Twitch stream and move
well,
back.
Well, some
again.
People get on the Twitch and like they paint pictures and.
There
stuff.
Was one.
Guy,
I tell you, there was one guy I was watching the other night playing. Little Big Planet 3, and it was absolutely hysterical. He played it as a 93-year-old man. It was...
Was he an actual 93-year-old
man? No, he played it as a 93-year-old man, and it was...
Yeah, I don't
know. I watched
like makeup and like...
No. He did... He didn't do the camera. He just did the voice. Just did a character playing the game, and... I think I watched it for like 3 hours, and I was just laughing.
Wow. Jeez,
it was
Bob.
Funny.
Jeez.
I know what we need to do now. I know what we need to do, old man. We need to come out here and.
But yeah, I definitely have to get Little Big Planet this week. I
think Adam just got it. We got it. I got it.
It looks like fun.
It's a fun game.
And we can play online.
We all got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got
oh,
it.
You got it.
Sometimes we can play online.
Sometimes.
So anyways.
Most of the time.
So yes, I got.
Everything's getting hacked now.
Got some games for Christmas. Got my camera.
What games did you get for Christmas?
Well, I got Destiny, and I got...
I want to see you play that, Bob.
I want to play you when you're level two.
I want him to Twitch Destiny,
oh,
that's
yeah.
for sure.
Hey,
as a 92-year-old man.
Some stuff. I'll go with you.
Then I did Call of Duty. Got Call of Duty.
Advanced Warfare?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I got The Crew. Need my racing game.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody remember Lair, the PS3 launch title? Mm-hmm. The Dragons? Picked that up for a dollar.
That's such a bad game.
Did you really?
A dollar.
Dollar.
Right?
That's not good.
You should have...
Picked it up for a dollar.
It's not worth a dollar.
That dollar.
Well, no, we had a... There was like my son had like 50 cents left on his GameStop gift card, and we don't ever go to GameStop for anything, so I was like, yeah, I'll just pay the extra 50 cents
There's
to get
a reason
this.
It was only a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad.
Okay.
Not good.
Dollar. Well, I
Enjoy
got a dollar.
That, though.
It's a dollar. Seriously?
I mean...
Then you're sitting there going...
I mean,
I've wasted
bought, like,
dollars on worse than that.
A candy bar or a soda or something.
Or right, they donut.
And gotten more enjoyment out of it than you will
donut.
Out of Lair.
She did hit the donut.
You could have bought like 10 packs of clear Kool-Aid.
Clear Kool-Aid.
And tricked people into thinking it
I thought you could only get that. I thought you could only get that with the Kool-Aid points. Can you actually buy the clear Kool-Aid, or did you have to send in for it?
No, you bought it.
Okay.
I just, you know,
you
I'm
thought
just
you
saying
got water,
you could
you
get
got Kool-Aid
so
instead.
Much fun out
Burn.
Of that compared to, I don't know, I've never even played the video game. I don't even know what it's about. It's probably great. It was a buck. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to borrow it.
You won't.
I'm
I a, promise.
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
You can have it. It was a dollar.
I need you to stream it.
Will you give it away?
Dollar, make
it
holler.
And you have to stream it for a minimum of an hour of constant playing of the game.
I can do that. I can do that.
Is it
is
that,
it,
is that bad
hard?
You don't
want to
play
it for an hour?
Yeah, I turned it off.
I wish
quickly.
Heavenly Sword was a dollar, though, because I still want that one.
That's a fun game.
I've played that. I've actually played that one.
It's got a war with
I have the anime marked in my Netflix queue for it because it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the entire series of Friends drops on Netflix
I
in January.
I saw that.
I know.
Today?
Everybody's in January.
Yesterday.
Oh, did
we
it
all
dropped
right,
this
yesterday.
Weekend?
Maybe.
You keep changing your mind, man.
Oh, yeah. We're January 2nd, guys. Hey, guys. It's 2015 already.
Happy New Year.
I got this covered. I'm like, guys, quit arguing with me. It's in January. It did not drop in December. No, Iggy. You're not getting it again. Yeah, I'm a little slow on this one today. I don't know.
It's that hangover from the...
From New Year's
from
Eve.
New Year's Eve party.
It's right, yeah. from that, I just got wicked just playing video games and
three
going to bed at 12:15.
Three
bottles of soda.
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm not drinking champagne.
So what's everybody, what did everybody do for New Year's?
What did everybody... Good cover there, Bob. Good cover. So what else is going on in the world this week? Last week was really slow entertainment-wise because you had the holiday.
Right.
And then this week you have the New Year's, though everybody's drunk anyway, so nobody really knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Box office was pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, the numbers did all right. The interview, we can talk a little bit about the interview, even though we haven't all seen it, even though I wasn't supposed to see it yet. Sorry, Adam.
Cheater.
Wait, who's the only one who hasn't seen it yet?
Those
two.
People.
What?
Did you hear about the guy that bought $650 worth of tickets just for the interview at some theater, and he couldn't sell. He's trying to sell them on eBay to make money on it, and he couldn't sell it. And he bought it through one of the online, like Fandango or something like that. And he
that
tried
has,
to
like fees and non-refundable.
Non-refundable.
And stuff.
So now he's trying to see. I think he's going to try to sue the theater to get his money back.
Sue the theater.
Serves
he made a,
him
what
right.
stupid idiot.
Well, did they show it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And he wanted to.
So I thought maybe he bought them in
the
advance
tickets.
For one of the.
He bought them in advance
that they
for a showing. No. He thought, oh, this would be a good
a limited
way.
Release. I'm going to make
right.
some
he
quick money because people are going to rush to it.
It's like going to buy the all the Guardians of the Galaxy steelbooks.
I'll go watch it on Google.
Yeah.
Go watch it on the VOD.
Yeah.
$15 million on video on
That's
demand.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
$3 million at the theater.
Yeah.
If only it hadn't cost almost $50 million to make.
Yeah, and how much they'll publicity
be all right.
was,
they'll do?
They'll make their money
home
back.
Video sales.
Yeah.
Knowing that they were able with all of this fun drama, we were able to learn about the 22 Jump Street Men in Black crossover that Sony is prepping. Good, great, glorious movie. So excited for that one.
Whatever, you'll go see it.
No, I won't. I still haven't even seen 22 Jump Street. I didn't like 21 Jump Street.
I liked what Iggy said about the thing where they were talking in code. Like
that was
maybe.
Adam.
Oh.
I'm not that clever.
Oh, Adam, I like what you
Adam
said.
Adam had two ideas. He said, one, they're either talking. No, I did say it. I said they're
you
talking
the code.
Adam said maybe they're like,
just
hey, let's with the hack,
what
let's throw out these crazy ideas. And if people are like, what? We're like, that's made up stuff. Or if they're like, hey, that's actually a great idea, we're like, all right, let's make that movie. That's right. What
so,
Adam's idea.
I feel like you're instilling these characters at Sony with a little bit more professionalism. Because if you read any of the other real emails that they wrote,
Tyler
that's
does
not
have
above
a point.
Or below them.
Tyler does have a point, Adam. Our
this
theories,
is right on their
maybe.
Level, let's be yeah. honest.
Our
they probably all
made.
Just like do crack in the office. And then
it seems like it. It seems like it. And then just make fun of Obama and Angelina Jolie.
I tell you
let's get high and make fun of the president and Angelina Jolie today. All right.
One of the things.
Another day at Sony.
One of the emails that did come out was them talking about Idris Elba as the new James Bond.
You know what? That's a great topic to bring up because I tell you one thing. I'm excited if he was to be the next Bond. Because Craig, this is Craig's last movie on his contract.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Craig has made it very clear he does not like being tied down to the James Bond contract, which I don't think anybody who's played Bond has. I don't know. Those long. And you're seeing it some with Marvel, too, those long-term contracts, and you're locked into those movies when you want to do other stuff. So, point being, it would be safe to say that Craig is probably out after this.
After this,
so who would be the next Bond? Elba? Heck yeah!
Awesome.
Yeah. Sign him up for basically anything.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
You need a strong leading.
He can be
okay,
the next
Idris
Doctor.
Elba.
He can be the next Bond. Hell, we'll even throw him into Sherlock or something. I don't know. We'll make
he
him.
He could be the new Harry Potter.
That's a stretch.
Well, what classic? That one's gonna be tough. What classic public domain character does the BBC want to relaunch and they can make him?
Yeah. That's
fine with me. Yeah.
And then you get assholes like Rush Limbaugh. Sorry, anyone who likes Rush Limbaugh, saying that he can't be James Bond because he's black. Ouch. And I just like,
well, you know, Bond's always been white, so I mean, I don't want to say it's a completely.
Yeah,
but
does how much does Pierce Brosnan look like that one Scottish
Daniel
guy?
Daniel Craig or Sean Connery?
Yeah, that guy.
No, I'm all for Elba playing him. I'm all for Elba, but it's not like it's not like he set it for a new character.
I don't know. That argument holds zero water when you consider the number of characters who are supposed to be whatever.
Hello, Annie is now black.
And what holds zero? I mean, you're the prince of Egypt is now white.
Exodus, Gods and Kings.
Moses.
They're
and
just,
the
Moses, they're just dirty.
White.
Moses is Christian
like,
Bale.
Sigourney
guys.
Weaver is in that as an Egyptian.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, you don't.
Joel
no
Edgerton.
No one
plays
gets to ever
Egyptian.
Say anything about
that
this.
Kind of
that's a whole other issue.
He's supposed to be white.
No, I agree.
And Idris Elba already had to go through this because he played a Norse god, and people got pissed about that.
Yeah.
He
plays a bomb ass Norse god too. Yeah. Like,
I mean, he's a god. So
I'm
who
like,
gives a
can
crap?
He be? Can the movie be about him instead of Thor? That's what I want to be like. Let's just stand at the end of the Rainbow Road and just watch.
Just watch things. Happen.
Yeah, let's just watch things. This whole movie.
And the best thing about it, Idris Elba tweeted. He tweeted to everybody. Says, I just can't believe everybody's talking to me about being James Bond because he's so handsome. I just really didn't think I was that handsome.
Which is great because that sounds more exciting because when there was the rumors about him being the next Doctor and there's still that rumor out there that he actually was offered it and he turned it down because he didn't think he could take on the role. And he was very clear about like, I don't want to play Doctor. I don't think I can do that. The expectations are too high. Then you become that character. And for him to even entertain, even if it's in that joking manner of Bond, it's like, oh, maybe we'll get lucky and he'll be the next James Bond.
But I mean, isn't he still doing Luther?
Yeah, but I mean, how long is that going to run? BBC doesn't run anything longer than 3 seasons.
Yeah.
Except for Doctor Who.
Doctor Who, how long is that?
But they only run one character for like 3 seasons.
That's true. Yeah. There'll just be
a
new Luther.
Is Luther coming back again?
Yeah, I think they're doing it.
Because the ending of the last one was kind of like that. I mean, the ending of the last series was kind of like.
Was it?
Didn't they give it a short run of 6?
They might. There may be more to do because, like, the last one kind of definitely ended with a little bit of finality to it, I guess.
Oh, did
it?
Okay.
Series. But
see,
I
haven't
seen. I don't follow, like,
haven't seen enough
of
it, yeah.
I know. I love Luther. I love everything he's been in, but he will always and forever just be Stringer Bell. Like, that is who he is, as far as I'm concerned. Speaking of which, they did.
I mean, it's hard because he's all, like one like the stretch there with the Losers and Rock and Rolla.
Yeah. But I think Stringer. I think the Wire is the one that like everyone's like, who's this guy?
Well, yeah, because I mean, I kind of like. That was before he was what he is now, too, you know?
I don't think anyone knew he was British, either.
No.
He did a really good Baltimore accent. Speaking of which, that was a really cool HBO, the day after Christmas, so the 26th, 27th, I think it ran 3 days, they have gone back and remastered The Wire, and then did a marathon and showed all six seasons.
So remastered, that means probably getting a Blu-ray release.
They are going to.
Which I'm a little upset about because I had already bought my dad his Christmas present, which was the complete series of The Wire on DVD for Christmas. But
well, that's all right because then you keep the Blu-ray when you buy it next year.
Yeah. Yes.
No, but I mean, I bought it new for him. I already own The Wire on DVD.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you could have given him your DVD copy.
It's on, I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. I know it's on Amazon Prime Instant Streaming.
Is it on Netflix?
I get stuck.
I don't think they put HBO on Netflix, too.
It's on... Oh, that's right, because Amazon has exclusives to all those HBO stuff. So,
All the HBO stuff's on
Amazon Prime, because that's what I watch.
Because I have Amazon Prime, so I need to be checking out...
The Wire.
Well, I need to be checking out all the HBO shows. I'm a couple seasons behind on Boardwalk Empire, too.
Boardwalk Empire's on there. Not everything's on there. It's like no Game of Thrones.
A lot of the new stuff, like the currently running stuff.
Girls and
all
that
stuff's on
there. But anything that was back in the day, so like
Flight of the Conchords, Sopranos. Yeah, I'm sure with HBO Go having that subscription service now, they're limiting...
Carnival is on there.
Mm-hmm. I never watched Carnival. I watched the teaser episode they did of it because they released the pilot episode on a single disc back in the days, the Best Buy days, I call
it. It was very weird and very awesome.
Yeah. You rarely go wrong with an HBO show.
Everyone should at some point in their life sit down and watch
TV,
The Wire.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
The Wire is amazing.
I don't know, but he would be a great Bond. I'm down for that. Rush Limbaugh is ignorant anyways. Everybody knows that. Whether you agree with his side of the table politically or not, everybody knows he's ignorant. So
I'll give everyone who's listening on the podcast home some homework. If you don't already love Idris Elba, I will help you out. Go onto YouTube and search Idris Elba, best story ever. Just watch that video, and you will forever be in love with Idris Elba.
I've never seen it.
We're going to watch it after the podcast. Yeah, okay. Don't worry about it.
I got work to do.
We're going
to
watch it.
But Idris Elba.
That's true.
You guys, okay.
Can I be in on that pound?
It's like 3 minutes long. It's not gonna.
We've already watched it on this side.
So that's why you guys are like having a fist bond.
Little bro moment.
Broman.
Oh,
we got a broman.
I love it. Broman. That's nice.
That's sweet. Can I have a broman?
No, you're a girl.
Yeah.
No. That was sexist.
I won't say you're a girl, but you
slammed
you
to the ground.
You haven't seen the YouTube clip, so.
Would I be a homet?
No.
Can I come over to that side of the couch?
Maybe think, Tyler, of the hairmit.
The hairmit, yeah. It's amazing.
For Scrubs, he has instead of the helmet, he has the hair.
That is a ridiculous helmet. It's not actually a helmet. It's actually a hairmit.
That's like
extra room so my hair doesn't get messed up.
On Flight of the Conchords, he made a helmet that looked like his hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
He also made a camera phone.
Can we have the kitchen that day?
That was good.
Can I have the kitchen that day, Britt? No, I'm working on my hair helmet.
Okay, so it is called something different. Okay, whatever.
I don't remember what he called it, but the hairmit is definitely from Scrubs.
I said helmet, it made me think of something like a home mint, like
fair enough.
A box
I'm
of mints
now
for
writing
hose.
A prescription for two testicles.
Yes.
Can we just watch Scrubs now?
No.
No.
We're going to watch Idris Elba's best story ever.
Best day ever.
Wow, derailed the whole thing right there.
SpongeBob. Okay. So anything else exciting going on? Because this episode's really, really not doing that out.
We talked about a lot of movies. It was fun.
It's wonderful. Just because you're not enjoying yourself.
Yeah, really.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Party pooper.
We're all having a good time.
Okay. Well, you guys got anything else for us?
We're
out.
funny story about that. No, not really.
Can we just, like, a little bit? Because, first of all, I feel like I could say some things about, like...
Don't
I could
it.
Give a spoiler-free discussion for The Interview. We could have that.
Or my review's already published, though. Distaste.
So angry.
It was good, and I thought it was laughy.
Well, since we're all hungover...
There is one.
I was going to wrap us a few minutes early, but leave it for
Tyler. I got one.
Just
made me think of it because we're thinking of Amazon. We were talking about Amazon Prime.
Let's go for it.
Shows.
Their new show?
They're their new show, Mozart in the Jungle. I started watching it today. Pretty good.
I've heard good things about it. They've
really
sent me a couple emails, and I was like, oh, I should check it out. It looks interesting. And then I actually started seeing people post, like, pilot episode reviews and stuff, and even now series reviews, because they dropped the whole series, just like Netflix and all those do. And, I've heard favorable things.
It's
so.
Got a lot of good people in it. Malcolm McDowell.
I like him.
Gail Garcia Bernal plays the most maestro.
Malcolm McDowell's most iconic role was in... what's the movie I'm thinking of?
Clockwork Orange.
No, I was gonna try to make a joke here.
Well,
what's the Roman movie? The terrible the like basically the porn
Caligula.
There you go.
That is probably his most. I mean, that one and Clockwork Orange.
Caligula.
I mean, if I'm going to pick a joke, if I'm going to make Caligula, a joke one, Caligula Clockwork is kind Orange. Of a big deal. If I was going to make a joke about it, I would say his most one would be like.
Which Star
a kid
Trek
in King Arthur's court.
A kid in King. Dude, Caligula, like, they just walk through the rooms talking while there's straight orgies going on in the background. Don't even break character.
Yeah, because that's what you'd do if you were in the ancient Roma times. People have orgies, like, right there. All the time.
Like,
somebody,
oh, God,
like right outside
it's
the
another
window.
Orgy.
On my TV
They're having
stand?
An orgy over there. You can't even see it.
You're pointing on my TV stand
right
now.
It's just not even a big deal. People are like, stop dropping...
But the
stop dropping,
open up shop. But, I think is what you're
to get
about.
You
no,
on board.
Stop dropping, and he went to butt
to get you. Really, I wasn't actually listening to anything.
No, I know, but it just worked
to
well.
To get you on board with it. The first episode, the pilot was written by Roman Coppola, Jason Schwartzman.
Yeah,
but Jason Schwartzman's actually a character in one of the episodes.
Okay, just one of the episodes.
Aaron's on board
so far.
Yep.
I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'm only like three or four in, but he's in
like
the third episode.
You give me all the Jason Schwartzman.
It takes place in the. Like the backdrop of it is the New York Philharmonic Orchestra. So like people
sweet.
Who play in the fun. Orchestra.
I like that. I'm in.
Cool.
So, it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
All right. So I think we're just a couple minutes shy of our normal time window. So we'll cut us early so everybody can get over the hangovers here. this is 2015. So exciting episode. Again, share with us on the feedbacks areas. Yeah. Hangovers.
Hangover
that
cures?
Makes me think of the Terry Pratchett book.
The what?
Terry Pratchett, the Discworld books, one of his books.
Oh,
Pyramids.
I was thinking, yeah, but I was thinking
which
of...
Which one?
I was thinking of Psy and Snoop Dogg. Hangover,
I know they have
hangover.
One. More with our time travel thing in the Hangover is there's a special kind of grape that grows in the Discworld, and they talk about it in the book, the Pyramids. Where
and they make the wine out of it?
A special grape that grows, and it's magical, and it travels through time, and basically you get the hangover before you get drunk off of it. It's so like one of the characters wakes up one morning with this shitty headache and can't figure out why, and then they realize that night they get drunk off of this wine, and they have the that's hangover cool. first, and then you get drunk.
I would much rather have the hangover first, because then I drink as much as I want afterwards. Because
You know what's like.
Well, I can't.
All day you get to look forward to getting drunk.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
This is going to be amazing.
All right, guys. So, of course, comments on the blog, comments on our Podbean page, comments on our social media. Let us know what your top movies of 2014 were and what you're looking forward to in 2015. Also, feel free to let us know if you're excited about any of those books coming out this next week or maybe the weeks ahead. And, of course, as always, how much you love the new James Bond. We're going to call him James Bond already.
Yeah.
Idris Elba. So that's it for the first episode of 2015, season 4, episode 13. It's like Back to the Future 2. I don't know where we're going.
Bye, guys.
All right, guys.
Wow. Have a good one.